10, we have a special announcement that may or may not have something to do with that girl right there, Taylor Swift. and it's all about next week. Oscar nominations came out, and we were talking about just movies and biggest movies of all time. And Kevin has the most quoted movies of all time.
These are the most quotable film. So I'm going to give you a quote. I'm going to read a quote. You're going to say your name and tell me what movie that quote is from. It's very easy. For example, one of the most quoted movies ever is this quote. The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about... Julie, what is it?
Fight Club.
The first rule of Fight Club is... You do not talk about Fight Club.
He broke the first rule. Just
yeah. Tell me the name of the movie and the quote if you can. That's easier.
Did Julie just score a point? I thought that was an example.
Nope. I got a point. Move on.
Oh,
what's
my
the
God.
Second question?
I thought that was an example. The rules were being said. All right. Game on. Fight Club has officially started.
Game on.
Let's go.
Your second most quotable movie quote. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Brett.
Godfather.
Is that the Godfather?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yes, it is.
I said it just like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Say hello to my little friend.
I thought that was you.
Scarface!
I thought that was you.
She always gets Scarface, and the Godfather, and Goodfellas.
It is the same movie.
All right. Your next most quotable movie quote. We are the knights that say knee.
Oh, Alex.
Julie.
Alex.
That is the Monty Python.
And Monty Python's what?
I know what it's called.
The
I know what it's called.
Grail.
We are the knights who say me.
Very good. All right.
So we all have a point right
Everybody's
now.
Got a point
even
right
though
now.
Julie got a point during the example.
She's got what you're talking about.
All right. Yeah. Your next most quotable movie quote. Surely you can't be serious.
Alex.
Alex.
Airplane.
Airplane.
Surely you can't be serious.
Don't call me Shirley.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
And I
get a point too, don't
Kevin,
I?
Kevin remembered because I think on the pre-show show, it was earlier this week. He was talking to, he knew my favorite movie was Airplane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I also got a point on that because I said the second line.
Well, surely you can't be serious.
Right. Don't call me Shirley.
Okay.
I love that part.
Your next most quotable movie quote?
This quotable movie quote. You got to stop saying the word quote twice. It's irking me this morning.
Okay, the most quotable movie. That is so fetch.
Julie.
Brett.
Alex.
What is that movie called? She's dancing with the Santa hat on. It's called Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
That is so fetch.
All right, just a couple more then. You do the most quotable quote.
No, stop saying quote twice.
All right. My name is Inigo Montoya.
Alex.
Julie.
Alex. Princess Bride.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Prepare to die.
You know that guy, by the way, is a singer, and he's a really good singer.
Andy Patinkin?
He's
Tony
a really
Award
good
winner.
Jazzy singer.
That's right. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Who knew?
All right.
Everyone's trying to like get extra points.
Right. Exactly.
Just you don't get extra points for buttering Kevin up. Yeah. He doesn't care.
I do. I mean, I just yelled at him for saying quote twice. I'm not buttering him up at all.
Just a couple more. It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. Half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
What is that?
Oh, man.
Something with Brad Pitt?
No.
Something with Johnny, what's his face? Johnny, what's his face is in it?
Is it Home Alone?
No, but it does take place in Chicago.
Is it a race car movie?
No, it's not a race car movie, but it
They're racing.
They are racing to get somewhere.
Right.
To get to a gig. It's a Saturday Night Live group, very big in the late 70s.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. How do none of us have
know
this?
Know this, yeah.
All right.
It's the Blues Brothers.
Oh, it does.
We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
All right.
That's a bad mess.
Haven't seen that for a while.
All right. You think one more?
Yeah, one more.
One more. All right. This is a tough one because this is one that if you haven't seen the film, I don't think you'll know, but we'll see.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
All right.
Okay, good.
All right. No touchy.
No touchy.
No touchy. In fact, I'll even play you the audio.
What is never said in my house when my boyfriend comes over?
No touchy.
Don't know.
Oh, Julie. It's that little guy with his little minions. Is
no,
it minions?
No, it's not minions, but it is an animated film.
No touchy. Play it again.
Came out in 2000.
No touchy.
Disney.
Disney movie?
Couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, no.
Frozen.
No, it's The Emperor's New Groove. That's why I was like, I was really shocked that was...
Where's Terminator?
How about that twist?
It's not on
the
there.
Emperor's New Groove.
Kevin,
for the last one?
Yeah, Kevin, you gave us this as the last one?
This game sucks.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Next next time, no touchy for Kevin.
This feels like so real.
No touchy.